CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives. My name is Andrew, and I am hosting the show because that is what the show is me hosting it here on CJLO 1690 AM. Yeah, that covers all the info I think you need to get through what we've got going on here. And in fact, more information than you need. You didn't even need to know any of that. And you still would have been able to get through this because you're a smarty. I see it. Not like a candy. No. Neither version. Neither the delicious chocolate ones that exist here in Canada or the weird, like, rockets are smarties in the U.S. I mean, you all know this. You're all smart. You're all smarties. I already went over this. I didn't even need to explain that joke. I did it to kill the joke because nothing kills a joke more than explaining it. We all know that's true. Hey, what did you just hear on the show? You just got to hear some Bonnie Trash. You heard an interview with them, part one of an interview, although I guess it's kind of a cheat because I did an excerpt of the interview in the first hour, which if you missed, you can go to cjlo.com and you can listen to this show where I'm going to put this up. And, you know, let's just get into the second part of the interview. Why delay this any further? I don't know why. Let's get into this. Here's the second part of the interview that I did with Bonnie Trash after their show at Pop Montreal. So it's been a bit that this has been. I know you've been waiting. I've been waiting. We've all been waiting. And now we'll get into this session and interview. Well, we're already into the interview. The session is coming up, though, soon. So stay tuned for that. Here's the second part of the interview, though, where we talk about horror and the evolution of people's tastes in one media and how it might relate to another. Yeah, that sounds like a fun question for us to explore. So let's see what we can do with that. And by we, I mean you listening to me ask Bonnie Trash that. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. Enjoy this. And then there'll be some more live off-the-floor music from Bonnie Trash coming up here in the show.
As I understand it, you two are kind of the main nexus. But when you have songs, and I know you just spoke about, you know, jamming them out, how much of a contribution do you two get to that? Do you get to like edit them as they go after they're presented to you? Or is it like, are you two like, no, you guys, you're playing what we tell you and that's where it stops?
Can I answer that?
Yeah, of course.
I think it depends. It depends a lot. I think we are really conscious of wanting to have them be happy with anything that we choose to do. Thanks. So that's so sort sweet. Of the final decision, obviously. For me, usually Emma has a pretty completed or close to completed sort of rhythmic idea that I can get a bass line out of, or often I'm writing a bass line under the vocal melody. If Emma's doing something that's really like rhythmic or percussive, then I might be under the vocal. So I'm kind of working with what's already there, just trying to kind of glue the two pieces together, I guess.
And then I think with time, the more that we play the music, it feels more like we've put a little bit of ourselves into it. But it's very much like the twins project and we're backing them up the best we can.
Yeah. And so we love the music.
Yeah.
But, you know, I might do something and say, like, do you like this better or this better? And then I'm happy to do whatever you like better.
Guys are the most amazing friends and bandmates.
Thank you for being my friend.
Thanks for making all the decisions for us.
It's a great relationship. We collaborate really well.
Well, I thought it was interesting because I was reading about a bunch of interviews and seeing about how the two of you got into horror and kind of that is a point of the band in a way. But I thought it was kind of interesting that you started in a punk band and that from there, now you've kind of gotten into more of a, let's go with like a more atmospheric, like witch gaze type of thing that's going on. There's a lot of descriptions that that seem to be applied to you. Do you think you can take your evolution of your love of horror and apply it to this? Like, were you big slasher fans and now you're much more into A24 things? Is that where this has gone to?
So difficult.
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's difficult. When you go through horror, your first stop into horror is whatever came out at the time and whatever you have access that was old. So Rob Zombie was big when I got into horror, right? So of course I saw all the Rob Zombie films, but at the same time saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And at the same time, there was also that new genre of just torture porn, which you kind of delve into, and then you, I don't know, it's, that's not my thing, but you learn that it's not your thing. So I don't know. I think it's really reflective on what you've been, what you've encountered, and then how that falls into how you choose to tell stories. I don't know. A24 is pretty fun.
Fun.
No, they're great. You know what? Okay. A24, I'm really going off the rails on this. I'm so sorry. Okay,
there's no such thing as going off the rails here. You're the artist. You're dictating. Okay.
Well, when I saw Hereditary, that blew my mind, right? It was a film about grief, and it went to the next level, and it was also funny. Oh my God, it was funny. And then it was the same with Midsommar. It was hilarious. and like, I love that film because of just how funny and layered it was. I think they've stretched a lot of these different facets. I think what I love about their style is they don't poignantly express being, how do I say it? There isn't a monster that's after you. There isn't a violent monster after you. You are discovering the potentials of violence around you. So it's through refocusing your scope that you realize your horror. So I think that's an effective way of telling stories. I don't know. I watch horror all the time. It totally affects the way that I write music every day. And then if I'm going to rewatch an old film, it's totally going to affect the way that I blend everything again.
An old film like Evil Dead?
Oh my God, I love Evil Dead.
No bias.
I mean, in terms of getting introduced to horror too, I think it kind of goes back to these supernatural, scary stories, hearing about them also as a child, as like, that was like a regular story to hear about, was some of these sort of scary stories that I heard, right? So it was already ingrained at a very sort of early age. And then I will say, like, our father introducing us to the horror genre made a great impact. And Evil Dead is one of my all-time favorite movies, The Exorcist. And is it A24 or A24? Actually, I didn't. Or sorry, is it A24? Is that how you pronounce the production company?
I think it is. I think it's A24.
Okay, cool.
Is it? I don't.
Dana, definitely. Dana,
is it A24?
Yeah, Dana would know.
That's how I've always heard
it. Okay, amazing. Okay. I'm a big fan. I think what they're doing is absolutely fantastic. It's awesome. I can't wait to see more movies that they produce. I love it. Yeah. Shout out also to The Substance that I recently watched. Really incredible body horror movie, if anyone is interested.
I only hear good things. I need to go see this eventually.
Yes. Demi Moore is incredible in it, and it's very like beautifully shot. The cinematography is really, I know that's so sort of overused,
just go with it.
It's a stunning movie that everybody should watch if you're into horror.
I don't like horror movies. I don't like being scared. Don't enjoy it. I like being able to walk in the dark and not have visions of what could befall me, which I feel like is what happens when you watch a lot of horror movies. So
fair.
Yeah.
Dana. Okay, I thought since there was a focus, like, she would know A24.
Well, Dana is like, is a movie guy.
Okay.
That's my day job. I work in selling movies on DVD.
Physical media.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, physical media is still important. I will stand by it.
Long live physical media, baby.
You can actually own something that you have? What? What a crazy thought.